Mind your own business. The Buddha said, Naparesang vilomani, naparesang katakatang, attano avekkheya katani akatani cha. Naparesang vilomani, do not find fault with others. Naparesang katakatang, do not bother about what other people have done and what other people have not done. Attano avekkheya, look at yourself, look into your own mind and investigate carefully. Katani akatani cha, what have you done and what have you not done? When we reflect these words of the Buddha, it is like Buddha is saying, mind your own business. But these words can be misinterpreted. Someone might ask the question, if everyone were to mind his or her own business, then don't we have a social responsibility as human beings who live in a community? What about the social injustice? What about political, economic, social, and the other issues in the society? Do we have to close our eyes? If it is so, then the Buddhists are not practical people. So we should understand the Buddha's teachings accurately. This advice of the Buddha does not mean that we need to keep quiet in the presence of social injustice. But rather, it tells us something very practical, very important. What is that? When it comes to your spiritual cultivation, no one else can cultivate for you but yourself. So you have to cultivate yourself these spiritual faculties. To understand these words of the Buddha, we need to go to the context where Buddha uttered these words. Then perhaps we might understand it better. In the time of the Buddha, in the capital city of Savatthi, there lived a very rich woman. This lady had a teacher, Paveyaka. His name was Paveyaka. And this ascetic teacher was very close to this lady. So this lady considered this Paveyaka as her own son and treated him with due respect and with requisites and supported him. The ascetic Paveyaka used to come to this lady's house very often. One day this lady came to know about the Buddha. Having learned about the Buddha, and he had a strong desire to see him and listen to his sermons. But this ascetic Paveyaka prevented her going to the monastery. So one day, this lady, rather than going to the monastery, she invited the Buddha to come to her house for lunch. So Buddha came to her house for lunch and received her food. And at the end of the dana ceremony, Buddha gave a Dhamma talk. And this lady was so happy and joyful to learn the precious teachings of the Buddha. At that very moment, this ascetic Paveyaka, who was in another room in the same house, and happened to hear the lady was saying sadhu sadhu in her appreciation towards the words of the Buddha, and this ascetic became so jealous, so angry, And he came out of his room and he started to scold this lady and curse the lady and the Buddha. At this very particular moment, the Buddha said, "Do not bother about what other people say and do, or what other people have done or have not done. But look into yourself, what you have done and what you have not done." It means pay attention to your own mind and purify your own mind from the defilements. Now, when it comes to mind your own business, here it means you must mind your spiritual cultivation. No one else can do it for you. There are a few aspects we can see this, or we can look at it. One aspect of it, the karmic aspect. When it comes to the karmic aspect, mind your own business. You are the one who are responsible for your own thoughts, words, and actions. No one else. If you were to do good, you will reap good. If you were to do bad, you will reap bad. No one else. So you are the one who create your hell. You are the one who create your heaven. Every single moment, watch your thoughts, watch your words, watch your actions, because they produce karmic energy. Every conscious action, every intentional actions produce either merits or demerits if you condition your mind in such a way. So here, when it comes to the karma, mind your own business. Watchful. Because no one else is going to repay for your own actions but yourself. One day, Buddha asked Venerable Rahula, "Rahula, what is the purpose of having a mirror?" Venerable Rahula said, "It is for the purpose of reflection." So Buddha reminded him, "Exactly so, exactly so. Before you do something, reflect carefully. Before you say something, reflect carefully. Having reflected well, then you must carry on the actions." Mind your own business when it comes to the development of your virtue. No one else can develop virtue on behalf of you, but you yourself. If you were to develop virtuous qualities like compassion, goodwill, friendship, tolerance, and understanding, you are developing your mind. These virtuous qualities will bring bliss and happiness in this life. They will bring happiness beyond the death. We have the wonderful opportunity to cultivate the virtue. So take every opportunity to develop virtue. If you have got the ability and if you have got the opportunity, then why you should not cultivate it, since it brings so much benefit in this life itself, and also since it goes beyond the death. So develop virtue. When it comes to developing of your own virtue, mind your own business. Do it yourself. No one else can do. Whether other people develop or not, it does not matter to you. It doesn't matter whether your neighbor is practicing compassion, goodwill, friendship or not. It doesn't matter whether the other people are practicing the virtue or not. You should not depend on the other people for the development of your virtue. If your neighbor were to develop virtue, the neighbor will be benefited from it, not you. So this is what it means, mind your own business. Again, mind your own business when it comes to the development of your mind. We have a mind which can be conditioned either in a positive way or negative way. It is up to us how we want to train our mind and cultivate our mind. If you cultivate your mind, you are the one who is going to be benefited. If you are also going to cultivate your mind in a destructive and unwholesome way, and again, you are the one who is going to suffer. So here, you do not have to bother whether you are friend or relative or colleague or other people in the world, whether they cultivate or not, but you should cultivate yourself. Don't depend on the others for the development of your mind. If you have got the nature of getting angry and agitated, then develop loving kindness meditation. If you have got the nature of getting jealous, then develop appreciative joy. If you have got the nature of being cruel, then develop compassion. If you have got the nature of being sided and discriminative nature, you have got the nature of being racist or such kind of based on color or race or religion, you discriminate the people, belittle, and if you get such kind of nature, then develop equanimity. If you are stingy and have the nature of being stingy, try to practice generosity. In this way, recognize the Buddha's teachings that how we can enhance the virtue and development of our mind by following the Buddha's teaching. And mind your business when it comes to this development. Because no matter what happened at the end, you are the one who is responsible for the good and bad development of your own mind. Mind your own business when it comes to the development of wisdom. On the other hand, no one else can develop wisdom for you but you yourself. Buddha talks about three ways to develop the wisdom. The first way is wisdom developed, cultivated through learning. Learn the Dhamma. When you learn the Dhamma theoretically, you are developing a kind of wisdom. Wisdom born through learning. Then sit somewhere quietly and reflect the Dhamma that you learn. Whatever the Dhamma you learn in the classes, through reading the books, you must reflect carefully. You must analyze them. You must see them in their own mind with a calm, serene, peaceful mind. When you reflect them, then you develop another wisdom called wisdom born through systematic reflection, careful reflection. Then another wisdom, which is the highest wisdom, can be developed through meditation. And don't neglect meditation. Any kind of meditation is beneficial. There are no higher and lower types of meditation subjects. All the meditation subjects are equally important. They are equally beneficial and they can bring a lot of benefits. All the kinds of meditations can help to develop our mind in different ways. So do not discriminate among the meditation and belittle. No matter what meditation subjects that you are practicing, it's fine, doesn't matter. But practice diligently. Eventually, when the right time comes, you will develop and get into the path of insight, and then you will develop a kind of wisdom that gives the ability to break through the delusion and achieve the enlightenment. And this is the development of wisdom through insight meditation. Now, no one else can do all these things for you but you yourself. So what Buddha mean when it comes to spiritual cultivation, development of your virtue, development of your concentration, development of your wisdom, you mind your own business. Whether other people's practice cannot bring anything good for you but your practice. But it does not mean that you do not care about the other people. While practicing yourself in a such a way to achieve virtue, concentration, and wisdom, you also encourage fellow brothers and sisters to practice as well. But here, you do not depend on their practice for your development. This is the difference. When Buddha said, mind your own business, it does not mean that you only yourself must practice and you should not encourage others to practice. If it is the case, then it is against the Buddha's teaching. Because we monks, we practice, not only that, we also encourage others to practice. Buddha achieved enlightenment and then he encouraged others to achieve enlightenment. Bodhoso bhagava bodhaya dhamman desiti. Having achieved perfect enlightenment, Buddha teaches dhamma for the others to achieve enlightenment as well. When it says that mind your own business, you should not misunderstand that Buddha asks you to keep quiet when it comes to social injustice, whether it is economic, political, or any other aspect. Because Buddha himself teach and Buddha himself acted in a such a way that social harmony, peace remain. And he openly criticized some of these practices which are not conducive for the unity, harmony, peace in human society. So when it comes to political, economic and social aspect, being a practical Buddhist, being someone who follows the Noble Eightfold Path, you must choose only to react in a positive, constructive and wholesome way. And you should not be a passive human being. So Buddhism does not encourage it. So when Buddha says, mind your own business, it has got different aspect. First aspect, you yourself responsible to cultivate your spiritual faculties. No one else can do it. So mind your own business when it comes to the development of your spiritual faculties. Because at the end, you are the one who can achieve enlightenment. No one else can do it for you. But it does not mean that you should not encourage other human beings to practice. It also does not mean that you must remain passive or inactive in a social structure or in a society where we human beings have to help each other.